Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has described Russia as a paper tiger and mocked its inability to advance further into Ukraine. The US president said a real military power could have won the war in a week, and with time and patience, Ukraine could take back all the territory it had lost.
It's been a terrible war. It should have ended. Russia should have stopped it. But they've been 3.5 years and they've gotten that so far. So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight, too. And they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
Mr. Trump's comments came after meeting Ukraine's President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN summit. Mr. Zelensky welcomed what he called a new closeness in Mr. Trump's position.
I'm not president of the United States. I can't tell you that President Trump will do everything what we want or what we need. I don't know. But he was looking positively on the topics, what we shared, and on influence these topics on their way to peace.
Ahead of his meeting with the Ukrainian leader, President Trump delivered a blistering speech to the United Nations General Assembly, telling European countries they were going to hell if they didn't stop mass migration. He said open borders were a failed experiment and accused the UN of facilitating an invasion of Western countries. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said he'll meet his Iranian counterpart, Masoud Pezeshkian, on Wednesday at the UN in New York, with Tehran's nuclear program central to the talks. He warned that stringent UN sanctions could be reimposed unless Iran allowed the International Atomic Energy Agency to carry out its work. European powers met Iran's foreign minister on Tuesday, but reported little progress. A federal jury in the US has convicted a man of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump in the lead-up to last year's presidential election. US media say Ryan Ruth from Hawaii tried to harm himself after the verdict. Here's Arunade Mukherjee.
Donald Trump was golfing at his club in West Palm Beach, Florida last September when Ruth was spotted in the bushes by a US Secret Service agent at the property's perimeter. Mr. Trump never came into contact with Ruth, but federal prosecutors said he fired on the agent and fled. He was later apprehended. Agents with the FBI found a weapon with a scope and extended magazine. They also found documents with a list of events where Mr. Trump had appeared or was expected to appear in the coming months. Ryan Ruth had taken the unusual decision to represent himself at the trial, where he pleaded not guilty.
Doctors at Gaza's biggest hospital say they're overwhelmed with casualties and are having to carry out operations in filthy conditions with few or no anaesthetics. Israeli tanks are now just 500 metres away from Al-Shifa Hospital in the centre of Gaza City as the offensive against Hamas continues. World News from the BBC. Hong Kong has issued its highest level of typhoon warning as Super Typhoon Ragasar, this year's most powerful tropical cyclone, bears down on southern China with powerful winds and lashing rain. There are warnings of wind speeds of up to 118 kilometres per hour and dangerous storm surges of up to 5 metres. In Taiwan, 2 people have been killed and 30 are missing after a barrier lake burst its banks. Meta, the owner of WhatsApp, says it's introducing a translation function on the messaging app, which is used by more than 3 billion people. 19 languages will be initially available on iPhones and 6 on Android devices. Users will need to press down on messages and tap the translate button. A 13-year-old stowaway has survived a flight between Afghanistan and India, hidden in the landing gear of a passenger plane. The boy was found wandering on the runway at Delhi's international airport. He claimed he'd climbed onto the plane out of curiosity. Our South Asia correspondent, Samira Hussain, has the details.
For more than 90 minutes, the 13-year-old boy hid in the back wheel well of a plane as it flew 620 miles between Kabul and New Delhi. The BBC has learned the teen is an orphan and is under the care of his stepmother. They were among thousands sent back to Afghanistan from Iran earlier this year. Sources have told the BBC he was trying to reach either Turkey or Iran and had no idea the plane he boarded was heading for India. Shortly after he was found, he was sent back to Kabul on the same plane and is now with the Taliban government.
The Tunisian-born star of Italian cinema, Claudia Cardinale, has died in France, where she lived. She was 87. During her six-decade career, Cardinale starred in classic films such as Federico Fellini's Eight and a Half and Luchino Visconti's The Leopard. That's the latest. BBC News.